Welcome, godly women of the internet. I am so excited you're here with me today. My name is Kristen Nicole, and you are tuning in to the very first episode of the Godly Woman Podcast, where we hang out on the virtual porch swing and talk about topics such as life, ministry, business, relationships, and just what it really looks like to be a godly woman in today's world. So welcome. I would love for you to grab your favorite beverage before we get started. Hot coffee cold coffee. I love a frappe, lemonade, sweet tea. We are in the South. Or a tall glass of water to get your water in for the day. And while doing so, be sure to hit subscribe from wherever you're watching so that you get notification every time that we go live or release new content. Also, be sure to head over to the website, www.kristennicoleent.com. The link will be in the description. Just to find out some more about me and my ministry, as well as be sure to submit your email address, because you never know what I'll be into or sharing with you all. So be sure to do all of that. Okay, are you guys ready to get started? Because I'm so excited. I have an incredibly special guest with me today. I'm so honored, really, to have Casey Squire with me. We have known each other longer than either one of us wants to admit or talk about, but Casey has just launched a brand new business, and I am so excited for her and for her to tell us all about it. So be sure to stay tuned as Casey tells us about the story behind the store, Hope Beyond Studios. Stay tuned. All right, we have got Casey with us today, and I am so super excited to have her with us. She has launched a brand new business. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, absolutely. I'm so excited for you and for this journey that you are embarking upon. So tell us about the new business launch, Hope Beyond Studio. Yeah. What is it?
Yeah. So Hope Beyond Studio, it's a clay studio that I started out of just my love of crafting. Sweet. And we make handmade clay earrings.
Oh, that's so cool.
I mean, it's just me.
There you go. How long does it take you to make like a set of earrings?
It depends. If they're more like these are like some big dangles I've got a pair on. Like, they take a little bit longer. The studs are super quick. So, anywhere from like 20 minutes to an hour and a half. It just kind of depends. Wow. Usually I make like a batch of a pattern, and then cut them out. And so it just kind of, it's quite a process, but I love it.
It sounds like it. That's so cool. Yeah. I love it. So what inspired you to start this business? Like, did it start with, hey, I just want to do some crafts?
Yeah,
and then it was like, hey, I want to share.
Yeah. It's kind of a involved answer, because yes, I did do it initially because I was like, I love crafting and I want to give this a try. It looks fun. But mainly it was like, it was one of those nights where I like woke up in the middle of the night and I just felt like, I just had this like vision of what this could be, you know? And so I started journaling because that's my thing. And I started writing stuff down, and I was just inspired by, I guess, what I learned through my own trials to start something that would encourage other women that there's hope beyond like what they're going through. And so that's where the name came from, was just providing an outlet like of more than just doing a hobby, more than just doing crafts, but helping women remember like there's hope beyond whatever it is you're going through. You know, I have been through a lot in the last several years and just in my adult life. And the scripture from Romans 12:12 is basically the saying for the business, and also for my own life. It's be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. And so like each one of those things, being joyful in hope, being patient in affliction, and then being faithful in prayer, has just been kind of a guidepost for my adult life. You know, I went through a miscarriage. I went through just an infertility journey that lasted several years, a lot of like just marital and family struggles. And obviously with COVID, everybody's been through a struggle. And so that was just something I think God laid on my heart to make it more of like a mission-minded and ministry-minded business than just doing crafts, even though I am passionate and I love crafts, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, that's basically the inspiration behind it, is something that has maybe hopefully an impact in the people's lives that I'm selling the jewelry to. So
I love that. And I love that you mentioned journaling and the development, because I'm like you, like writing it down, getting it out of your system. There's just something about that. And being able, if you prayer journal, to be able to go back and look at that growth, to look at, you know, how far he's brought us, because I'm so easily forget. I'm like the Israelites, just like, you know, come on, you know, so to have that, to be able to flip back through, and you're like, you know, I may have been in this season, not this situation, but the season similar to this before, and, you know, look how faithful he was in. So yes, that development, I'm so glad that you brought that up. So digging further into the name development, so for you on a personal level, what does hope mean? What does hope look like from day to day, maybe even from hour to hour, you know, as you continue to process all that you've been through and you, you know, console with others and help them going through the same journey?
Yeah, I love that question. I think that you hit the nail on the head when you said like hour by hour, because sometimes it's not like, it's like you said, feel like the Israelites that you just got,
and we so easily forget.
Like, yes, we are minded. And so sometimes it is just a, like, it's a choice to like remember that we have hope through Christ, and that like whatever our circumstances, he's bigger than that, you know? And a lot of times in that day that just feels overwhelming, like, how am I gonna get through this? Because most recently I have made it through postpartum depression, and I've come through the other side, but like that's something I didn't find myself thinking I would experience, because I prayed and waited for a baby for so long. Right. And then like, after having a miscarriage and then finally having a rainbow baby, I thought like, this is going to be like amazing after I have the, you know, this baby, and this is what I prayed and waited for. And it was amazing. And it also had a lot of like challenges that I was not expecting, just trying to be a new parent, dealing with that through COVID, because my son's a year and a half old. And so he was born in September of 2020. And so just basically taking it a day at a time, but also like breaking it down even more and just saying like, you know, the Bible says to pray without ceasing, and seeking him in every situation and every circumstance. And so that's honestly where hope is found. And to be honest, I initially had the title for the business to be like Brighter Day Clay. Like, I was going to make it just like, there's a brighter day ahead, because I believe that's true.
Sure.
But I ended up going with Hope Beyond, because it's like, anything can make your day brighter. Anything can, like, you know, cheer you up or whatever. Like, whenever you sent me this email and you're like, do you want to join me? I was like, absolutely. It made my day, you know, like, that's and awesome. So that was part of the reason I, you know, wanted to go with that title. But then I thought, you know, there's only one hope that we have. Like, we only have one eternal hope, and that's Jesus. And so I just wanted to like direct people that way, because, you know, good vibes are great, but like, have you met Jesus? You know, exactly. So that's just like, that's where I was coming from. So it's like, there's one hope, there's one, you know, and I'll send good vibes. I mean, I'll be like, you know, I'm thinking of you, but it's like, I'm like praying for your soul.
And absolutely.
So I just wanted that to be, you know, part of something that was just not just a afterthought to the business, but like integral to that, because like my inspiration for this came from, I believe, the Lord, you know, like in the middle of the night, getting an idea for something like this, of like, let me just start something new that I've never done before, is not just my own inclination whenever I have a toddler running around, of like, this seems like a good time to, you know,
right.
And so, I honestly think like it was just divine inspiration, to
awesome.
Have it, like I said, have it be an integral part of the business. And that way, you know, another part of the motto is like, keep looking up, because I think that is where, since that's where our hope comes from, if you're like looking around to your circumstances to find your hope, you might find a temporary hope or relief from like your pain or struggle, but ultimately like it comes from God. And so just that reminder of like, there's hope beyond what you're going through. Keep looking up. Like, it is from God and he can provide it for you. And a lot of things on this earth that we seek out to provide for us, like, it's not there, you know, it might be there temporarily. So yeah, that might've been more than what you're.
No, that's awesome. It's so good. It's so good. Yeah. So when you felt like, you know, it hit your soul, was it like, I know exactly what to do? Or was it like, okay, let me think about this. I need to do this first. Like, was it a process or it was like, here you go?
Well, in my heart, I was like believing that if God wanted me to do it, he would make a way. But also like logistically, I was like, where do I start? You know? So it was a both and. Like, I was totally on board with, I'm like, okay, I honestly, I can do this. Like, I believe with God giving me this idea and, you know, I can move forward with this, but I'm like, how and where? Like, I need to get on Google and be like, what, you know, where do I start?
The so, details.
Again, yes, I know. Give me some details. So again, with the journaling, I pulled out my notebook and I started just like writing things down as I thought of them, of like, how would I ship the jewelry? How would I make the jewelry? Like,
the nitty-gritty.
Like, the clay jewelry before. And so I had watched plenty of videos, but I was like, in order for me to actually do it, like, it's really easy to see something on a reel on Instagram or something and be like, oh yeah, that looks easy. And then you actually start to do it, you know, and you're like, I don't know if you've seen those reels where it's like real life versus the real. And so it was sort of that thing of like, okay, I know it's not that quick and easy, but I also need to know like step by step so that it's a good quality product. And it's not just like, oh, hey, I made this to sell, you know? So yeah, I started researching as the baby was napping and just like pulling things up, gradually looking at it. So it's been a process of, like when you said process, I was like, ding, 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 that's it. Like, it,
right.
I got the idea like back in December and then started working on it like in January as I had time, and in February, and made like really my first pair of earrings like in February. And thought, okay, like this could work. And I made a pair and I wore them and I was like, I think this is gonna be good. And I was super excited, but it was just a process of getting it to the point where I felt like they were good enough to ship out and all that good stuff. So,
So you were talking about the reel. So did you have a nailed it moment? Like, nailed it. Like, did you have that moment that you're like, okay, we're moving forward?
Yes. Yeah. That's yes, awesome. I did. And that was just like the best feeling. And like, I probably said out loud, thank you, Jesus, because like, it was a process. And it was like, just that whole phrase of patient in affliction, like, this is not affliction, obviously, right. But just the patience part, you know, like trying to be patient through the process, not seeing the end product yet. It honestly was like the epitome of what the business is about, is like being patient to see, you know, like, to get to the end product, even though you don't see it yet, like just sticking with it, hoping, you know, for it to turn out, because, you know, like, God has given that to you. So that was where I was at, is I was like, okay. And so I had made like a slab of some stuff, and whenever it actually turned out really good, and I was like, okay, like, I'm doing this. It was like, that's kind of a surreal moment. Like, this is working out. And then I launched the shop on Sunday, May 1st, and just had like an awesome response. And so like, that was just super encouraging. And I was like, okay. And so, yeah, so to be honest with you, I definitely had some like fears from time to time that held me back, but I was like, okay, I gotta keep pushing through, because like I said before, if God wants me to do this, like, there will be a way made, you know. I just have to trust that. So
absolutely. So yeah. As far as your healing process, what has crafting meant for that? Has it helped in that department? Like, you know, have you been able to, was that creative outlet helped you work through some things that you hadn't addressed yet?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me think on this one. So, there have been just a lot of things that, like I mentioned before, things that I would not have predicted would have been a part of my life, or things that, you know, like you go into something with like a really great expectation or like excitement about it, thinking like, this is such a good decision, like I'm doing what God wants me to do. And it truly is what like God's leading you to do. And then a lot of times, like when you're met with disappointment, you know, there's so many things that I could say about just what I've walked through with, like, sure. I said, our infertility journey, our marriage, just family issues, losing a baby, you know, a lot of heaviness that there has to be something to, one, cling to in the midst of that, and two, a positive to like balance out the negative. And sure. So I would say in response to that, like, clearly I've tried to just hold on to hope through that, like, and hold on to God. And right. It hasn't been the best, like, purest walk ever. Like, I have screwed it up, I'm sure, you know, but like just trying to have that intentional time with him every day of journaling and just being real with him, usually on paper, because like I do pray out loud, but like sure. I have so many journals just like laying around everywhere, one in my car, and I'm just like, all right, God, it's me. And he's probably thinking like, I know you can talk like out loud, but you know, it's always like I'm journaling, and that just helps me, you know, work things out, you know? Mm. And so, anyway, that is the first point, is just holding on to that hope and trusting that like healing is happening, even though it may not be something that you see a visible change, you know, right away. Mm. And also that outlet, like that second piece I mentioned, of just an outlet to have something that gives you
with your hands, like,
exactly, to do with your hands. And I've always like loved crafting. In fact, it took me a long time initially, like before I got this idea of like, I was like, I know I want to have an Etsy shop, but I can like, I do a lot of different crafts. And so it's like, I do watercolor painting, I do sewing, I do, you know, like all these other things. And so I'm just like, what avenue, you know? And I'm just asking God, if you will show me what it is, what avenue you want me to do, like I will follow it. But I'm like, I was just like seeking clarity on what avenue is it? Because I don't want to start a shop with all these different things of projects that I can't like keep up with.
Absolutely.
And so I knew I needed to have like a focus of what, you know, what it's going to be. And I honestly just feel like it was like, here it is.
You're right. And
I did have to do the footwork on how to do it and how to figure it out, but I did feel like I had clarity on, okay, it's this. And also, earrings are my staple. Like, I do not leave the house without them. And so I'm like, I love that. I put these on and
signature.
I feel good about it. Yeah, exactly. They're like, this is my signature collection. I made these, you know.
That's so awesome.
I
love it.
I was just thankful to get clarity on that. But like,
sure.
Like you had said, like I said, you know, having something to do with my hands, something that I can do and feel good about, like really helped me get out of some of those slumps that I was going through. To put it lightly.
Absolutely.
So that was super helpful.
So we kind of touched on this, you know, was there any fear? Like when it was downloaded into your spirit, was there like fear immediately to follow, or was it like, you know, let's do this? I mean, you know, we kind of already touched that, but you had mentioned it was, you know, you had to keep your eyes on the prize. So what was the thing? Was it the journaling every day that helped you keep that focus, the eye on the prize, to get past the fear if there was any?
Yeah. That's great. I don't know if you remember this, but I bet you will, because we were like huge Lizzie McGuire fans. Okay. And like Hillary Duff.
Showing our age.
Yeah. What? It's whatever. I'll be 30 this year. Babe,
she was awesome.
She was. We loved her. To me, you were like my real life Hillary Duff. Like, I looked up to you like you were. So just so you know, you've become even more of that now with your singles. I just want you to know that, like, I think of you anytime I see her on TV or Instagram.
Flashback. But we're gonna have to, like, flash a face for everybody. Okay,
so in
like
the movie Cinderella Story.
Yeah.
So in the movie Cinderella Story, there's that sign on the wall that says, like, never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game.
Yep.
And, like, as cheesy as that might be, like, that has stuck with me. And I thought of it whenever I was thinking about this question. I was like, you know, there's definitely like an element of fear. It didn't come immediately because it was just like, I was just super excited to get started. But the fear came more whenever I was like, I don't know. It was the biggest deterrent was just the lie that I was like, not good enough. Like, I would see other makers on Etsy, you know, like, you can look at some other earrings and stuff on there, or whenever you make a shop, you can scroll down and see other items. And I was like, my earrings don't look like that. And, you know, like, are people just, you know, and so just that comparison is a thief of joy phrase that comes up a lot because it's so easy to compare and put yourself down or your own work down. And I just, you know, I kept coming back to trusting, you know, everybody has to start somewhere.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I will do the best quality work, you know, like the Bible says, do your work as unto the Lord. And so, like, just kind of keeping that in my mind, you know, I'm not working for man. I'm working as unto the Lord. I'm doing the best quality that I can do as a starter. And
sure.
I think it's pretty great. Like, I've been wearing them. I like them. So just sticking with that. And like I said, just trusting that, like, he will make a way for this. If God ordained it, like, he is going to see me through that. And, and just trusting that. So yeah, it was definitely like something that I had to overcome more, like, in my own personal journey. I was already working on just overcoming that lie that I'm not good enough, or something about me is just not good enough. And I know that, like, it's only good enough through Jesus, you know, like, I can never measure up to, like, I can't just, you know, focus on comparing myself to all these other people who are further in their journey. You know, some of the people that I'm comparing my joy to, like, they've been doing it for a couple of years already, or, you know, and so just keeping that in mind that, like, I'm just going to keep trusting Jesus and, like, stay in my own lane, you know, run my own race.
I love that. I love that mindset because we do, like, we're like, well, you know, I have this idea. I want to do this thing, but everybody else is doing it. Everybody else is doing it, you know, this way and that way. It's like, why do I need to do this? Everybody else is already doing this. Like,
yes, exactly.
So I love that you said that because I don't, that is a huge message right there. Like, don't let that be a deterrent. Don't stop yourself from something, you know, you should do, you know.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Could not agree more. Yeah. And even as a kid, I remember, you know, you and I both sang like all the time growing up.
We did.
And I remember thinking, like, I would be sitting in church and it would be somebody else's turn to do a special during church. And I would just think, like, she's better than me. You know, like, why am I even, like, I would sit there in church and just think, I'm wasting my time. Like, she's amazing. You know, like, she's got some pipes. And it would just, I guess looking back on it now, like, that was totally normal for me to think that, but I'm not convinced that that's, like, what God wants us to be thinking, because, like, whatever talent or gift or hobby, desire, passion, whatever that we've been given, like, we've been given for a reason, and somebody else may have been given the same thing, but it's going to look different for them. Like,
absolutely.
You know, and so I can't just compare apples to oranges.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's like, yes, we were both singing, or yes, I might be doing the same craft or similar as someone else.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that I should, like, be like, oh, well, it's already been done, or someone else is already doing it, because my journey's gonna look different than theirs. And
absolutely. Like, and you'll reach different people than they will.
Exactly. And I don't want to take away from like what God wants to do in my life or through this business just because I shut it down and I don't see, you know, the Bible says that his ways are higher than our ways. And I believe that, like, you know, he sees the whole staircase when only we are can see the next step. And so just trying to remember that throughout the process and be like, okay, what is my next right step? I don't have to see the whole staircase, but I trust God's got this. Like, he knows what the journey looks like. And I'm just going to try to not fall down the staircase. Like,
absolutely. Amen, sister. Amen. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh, I love it. I love it. That's huge. That is so huge. And I've had those same thoughts too, you know, through my journey as well. And so I'm just like, I'm mentally amen, high-fiving you. Okay.
Yeah. You know. Thank you. I feel that.
So where can everybody that's listening and watching, where can they find you? Where can they check out your designs and creations? Of course, if they go to the website, KristaNicoleENT.com, and sign up for the newsletter, we will be launching notes out from this podcast. But how can they find you?
Yeah, so I have an Instagram and an Etsy page. On my Instagram page, it's at hopebeyond.studio.
Okay.
And on there, I'll have... the page just got started recently, but I'm going to be posting a lot of like cool videos of like the process videos. So if you want to see like more of that, of, you know, like not just the finished product, but kind of the process, there'll be some reels of, you know, that kind of stuff. And so, and those are fun to make too, cause I really like doing, you know, video kind of stuff. And so that's more of the Instagram content. And then obviously I'll be posting on there anytime there's like new designs and stuff that I put out. But then there's also a link on that page where you can just go directly to Etsy. It's Hope Beyond Studio, one word, is the shop name.
Okay.
And obviously everything's listed there. I tried to keep them, like, keep in mind, like, I am a pretty new creator, at least for clay. And so my price point reflects that. I didn't want them to be like just super expensive because there's so many styles that I see that I love that it's like, I'm still fairly new. Like, they're the best quality that I could put out, but I don't want you paying like $30 a pair. Right. Yes. We'll wait on that.
We got you. But, we got you. Hey, it's the growth. Yeah. It's the process of the growth.
It is. It is. And so, especially just cause I'm like that whole theme of like, I gotta start somewhere. So, so you can find me on Etsy or Instagram. And then, actually just for listeners, there's a coupon code that will be in that email.
Yay.
And also, So any of the pairs of earrings, you'll get 15% off if you use the code GodlyWomanPod. Yeah. And you can type that in. So it'll be in the newsletter if you need it, but GodlyWomanPod, you can get 15% off of your entire order. So
excellent. Thank you so much for that. Yeah. We will be launching that email out soon. So very soon. So final question. Well, I say final question. We'll see where it goes. Yeah. If there is one piece of advice that you could give a godly woman in any season of life right now, or even one particular, like one you've walked through, what would that piece of advice be, look like?
Okay. So is it okay if it has two parts? Because it's one piece of advice, but it has a part A and a part B. So part A, I would say most importantly, that thing I mentioned earlier about keep looking up, like I'm specifically thinking of just how important it was for me, even in a season of not understanding the purpose of the pain. It's so easy to focus on that, and I have spent nights crying on my floor being like, God, why, you know, I don't understand why, like, and I've been there and I've lived it, and it is so painful and it hurts so much. Mm. And just like knowing that God's presence was with me in that moment was not enough to answer my questions, but it was what gave me peace in that difficulty. So, I mean, it was a supernatural peace. Like, it wasn't anything that I could, it wasn't like it changed me all of a sudden where I could just get up and carry on with my life, because that in itself was a process.
Absolutely.
But just thinking of, like, in those moments, knowing that, okay, I don't know what the reason for this is. Like, I don't understand why this is happening. Why am I dealing with such a great loss? Why me? Like, why anyone? Like, I wouldn't wish this pain on anyone, you know? Right. And just in that same moment, simultaneously remembering, you know, I don't understand why, and I may never have an answer on this side of heaven. And that doesn't change, like, who God is. Like, God is still, he can still be trusted. Like, he's still present with me. He's still, like, walking through this with me. Mm-hmm. And to quote something that I heard from Lisa Turkhurst on the Proverbs 31 podcast, I'm kind of obsessed with her work. But to quote something that she had said once, she said, there's a passage in Mark 14, and it's right before Jesus goes to the cross. And he says to the disciples, or it's Jesus's words, he says that he is facing sorrow to the point of death. Mm-hmm. And something that she said about that, she said, I think about this every day, that quote. And she said, this is Jesus we're talking about that said this. Like, he had all the answers. So if all the answers would have taken away his sorrow, he had all the answers. Right. If success would have taken, or, you know, or fame, or, like, I don't know, anything. Like, he had anything at his fingertips that he wanted that could have taken away that sorrow. But he said, like, he was weighed down with sorrow to the point of death. And this is mm-hmm. Jesus we're talking about. And so that gave me some encouragement right there that, like, you know, and I'm a person that does not have all the answers. I don't, you know, have the success or the whatever. However, I do have, like, hope in Christ that he does have those things and he does know those things. And I don't have to have all of those things in order to like, continue trusting and hoping that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, you know?
Excellent.
And so that to me was really encouraging, and it's really stuck with me, that one little snippet that she said in that, because especially, like I said, in that season of just wanting answers or wanting to know why, or like, God, I don't understand this. Like, you know, I love that we can just be real with God and just say, I do not get it. Like, I don't understand why this is happening, what's going on, but you know what? Like, I'm all in, and I trust you, and I don't know what it looks like, but I trust that you'll show me the next right step. Like, so this is a very long answer to the question. It is, but this is my, you asked me for my advice for any woman in this situation, and this would be it. It's just like, whenever I say keep looking up, it's like three words that basically encompasses what I just said. You know, like, you may not have the answers for what you're going through or see an end in sight, but, like, keep clinging to what is good. Like the Bible says, like, cling to what is good. Mm-hmm. And so I fully believe, like, that would be my advice. And also part two of that would be, like, get in community with, like, other women that are walking something similar, like, amen, whether it's divorce, whether it's miscarriage, whether it's infertility, whether it's, like, infidelity, whether it's, like, you're broke and you have no money. I mean, whatever it is, whatever struggle, if it's a personal struggle or an eating disorder, I don't care what it is, you know, there are groups out there and people out there who are looking for other people walking through the same thing. And, like, by far, that has been, you know, aside from my relationship with Jesus, like, something that has carried me through. Like, I've been in counseling, and I found people through my counselor who have, like, walked alongside me through those nights where it's like, I don't know who call, I don't know what to do, but just knowing that you're not alone through whatever it is, absolutely, is just, you know, absolutely irreplaceable, you know, in those moments. So I would say get plugged in with somebody. And if you don't know how to get connected, or, like, where that group is or whatever, just start with a Google search. You know, you may find especially with all the COVID stuff, I will say,
sure,
as much as it stinks, one of the best things about that has come about from that is there's so many like Zoom groups or
right.
And join. And so if you're out in the boonies and you have like no other people around you, you can still, as long as you can get some decent internet connection, you right. can still connect with people who are walking the same thing. So that would be my two-part, very long-winded advice on that.
Amen. People amen all over that. Yes.
Community.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, such good stuff. Casey, thank you so much for joining me today. It has been awesome. Let's do this again in the future.
Absolutely.
Definitely, we'll be watching for all the new product line rolling out and just so super excited for your journey. We hope that everybody will share this with somebody you know, with everybody that you know. And just remember, when you walk with Jesus, he will give you the strength to carry on. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Godly woman, you got the strength to carry on. We walk in faith with the Heavenly Father. We'll take your name.